our American bombers were just getting decimated by enemy fighters going into Germany. They were unescorted, and it was thought that the bombers would be able to provide their own protection, but it just didn't work out that way. The other fighters were not long enough range to be able to go with the bombers all the way into Germany where they were doing the bombing, so they were just sitting ducks. The P-51 was really the first airplane that was able to accompany them all the way to the target and back and provide them the support that they needed and the protection. And really, it was a fairly easy airplane to fly. Most of our pilots over there were 19, 20 years old, had very limited amount of flying time, and this was a fairly straightforward, easy airplane to employ the weapon.
So when the Mustang, when the P-51 was first manufactured, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but its initial engine was not able to perform terribly well at high altitude. But then they switched to the Packard-built Merlin engine, and the rest is history. So I'm curious which model this is, the later one?
Yes, actually only a very few of the first airplanes had an Allison motor. An American-built Allison. And it actually provided the same power at low altitude, but like you said, the Merlin was able to provide that power all the way up to high altitudes, so it made it a much better airplane for the air superiority role, the fighter to defend the bombers. It was originally designed as a ground attack airplane, a low-altitude ground attack airplane. But it was only when the British decided to put their own engine, the Merlin, Rolls-Royce Merlin, in the airplane that it really took off. And of course, Packard then built the engine under license, and it was a going machine.
So tell me about gunfire. Tell me about the story of this unique airplane.
Well, this one, we're lucky to have this one. It came out of the factory, Inglewood, California, outside L.A., in 1945, in March of 1945. It got on a boat. It went to Europe, but it was there too late to see any kind of action. So after the war, it came back. It was in National Guard units throughout the country for a number of years, and sold into the private sector. And it's been with the Commemorative Air Force now since the 70s.
What's your favorite part about flying a P-51?
Well, it's a special privilege to get to do it. I mean, it's a wonderful flying airplane, but it's a national treasure. It's like somebody threw me the keys to the Washington Monument and said, go fly it. My favorite part is just being able to share the experience with people that appreciate it. Maybe family members that had a granddad or a great uncle or something like that that flew the airplane in the war and want to get an appreciation for what they really went through. We have so many heroes from World War II that are silent because when they got back from the war, they didn't even want to talk about it. They didn't want to burden their family members with the memories that they went through. And so a lot of their stories went untold. So to be able to come out and experience it and see the airplane, go for a ride and get a feel of what it was really like, That's a special privilege that I get to do.